They had selected all over the country a thing called special engineer detachment, clever boys from high school to go into the army who had engineering ability, and they collected them together, special engineer detachment, they sent them up to Los Alamos, they put them in barracks, and they would tell them nothing. Then they came to work, and what they had to do was work on IBM machines, punching holes, numbers that they didn't understand. Nobody told them what it was. The thing was going very slowly. I said that the first thing it has to be is that the technical guys know what we're doing. So Oppenheimer went and talked to the security and got special permission, so I had a nice lecture in which I told them what we're doing. They were all excited. We're fighting a war. We see what it is. They knew what the numbers meant. If the pressure came out higher, that meant it was more energy release, and so on. They knew what they were doing. Complete transformation. They began to invent ways of doing it better. They improved the scheme. They worked at night. They didn't need supervisors in the night. They didn't need anything. They understood everything. They invented several of the programs that we used and so forth. So my boys really came through, and all they had to be done was to tell them what it was. That's all. They just not tell them they're punching holes, please. As a result, although it took them 9 months to do 3 problems before, we did 9 problems in 3 months, nearly 10 times as fast. But one of the secret ways that we did our problems was this. The problem consisted of a bunch of cards which had to go through a cycle, first add, then multiply, and so it went through the cycle of machines in this room, slowly about, as it went around and around. So we figured a way, by taking a different colored set of cards, to put them through a cycle too, but out of phase. We'd do 2 or 3 problems at a time. You see, this was another problem, but while this one was adding, that was multiplying on the other problem. And such managerial schemes, we got many more problems. Finally, near the end of the war, just before we had to make a test in Albuquerque, the question was, how much would be released? We had been calculating the release from various designs, but the specific design, which was ultimately used, we hadn't computed. So Bob Christie came down and said, we would like the result for how this thing is going to work in 1 month or some very short time, less than that, 3 weeks. I said, it's impossible. But he says, look, you're putting out so and so many problems a month. It takes only 2, 3 weeks per problem. I said, I know. It takes much longer to do the problem, but we're doing them in parallel. If they go through, it takes a long time, and there's no way to make it go around faster. So he went out, and I began to think, is there a way to make it go around faster? Well, if we did nothing else on the machine, so there was nothing interfering, and so on, I began to think. I put on the blackboard a challenge, can we do it, to the boys. They all started, yes, we'll work double shift, we'll work overtime, we'll try it. We'll try it. And so the rule was, all of the problems out. Only one problem, and just concentrate on this thing and so forth. So they started to work, and my wife died in Albuquerque, and I had to go down. I borrowed Fuchs' car. He was a friend of mine in the dormitory. He had an automobile. He was using the automobile to take the secrets away, you know, at Santa Fe. He was the spy. I didn't know that. I borrowed his car to go to Albuquerque. The damn thing got 3 flat tires on the way. I came back from there, and I went into the room. Well, I was supposed to be supervising everything, but I couldn't do it for 3 days, and it was in this mess, this big rush to get the answer for the test that was going to be done in the desert. I go into the room, and there are 3 different color cards. There's white cards, there's blue cards, there's yellow cards. And I start to say, but you're not supposed to do more than one problem, only one problem. They said, get out. Wait, we'll explain everything. So I waited, and what happened was this. As they went through, sometimes the machine made a mistake or they put a wrong number in. What we used to have to do, we find something, go back and do that over again. But they noticed this, that there's a deck of cards representing positions in depth, in space, or something. The mistake made here, in one cycle, only affects the nearby numbers. The next cycle affects the nearby numbers, and so on. See, it only works its way through the pack of cards. If you have 50 cards, you make a mistake at card number 39, it affects 37, 38, and 39 the next time. 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40, the next time it spreads like a disease, the error. So they found an error back a ways. And they got an idea. They would only compute a small deck of 10 cards around the error. And because 10 cards could be put through the machines faster than the deck of 50 cards, they would go with this other deck rapidly through while they continued with the 50 cards with the disease spreading. But the other thing was computing faster, and they would seal it all up and correct it, okay? Very clever. That was the way those guys worked. Really hard, very clever to get speed. There's no other way. If they had stopped to try to fix it, we'd have lost our time. We couldn't have got it resolved. That's what they were doing. Of course, you know what happened while they were doing that. They found an error in the blue deck. And so they had a yellow deck with fewer cards. It was going around faster. And the blue deck could go. just when they're going crazy, you know, because after they get it straightened out, they got to fix the white one, they got to take the other cards out and replace it by the right ones and continue correctly. And it's rather confusing, you know, how those things always are. You don't want to make a mistake. And just at the time when they got these three decks going, they're trying to seal everything else, the boss comes walking in. Leave us alone, they said. So I left them alone, and everything came out. We solved the problem in time, and that's the way it worked.